We're from WRVO,
the NPR station down the road.
They come from all ages.
I'm here this weekend to celebrate my 40th reunion with my high school.
I can't believe I'm here when Rudy's is opening because I've missed it for almost 30 years.
We're the Night Blues. And we're 6 years old.
And all over central New York, from ballparks to restaurants to parks and festivals, you're telling us your stories.
Well, I remember this one time that the Sky Chiefs, about 3 years ago, they hit a walk-off home run. It was amazing.
We had the parallel parking king here. That was a good story.
You gotta get this guy to Park Square.
The Sounds of Central New York is a unique collection of stories from all across the region. Our goal is to capture the flavor of the area and create an archive of stories that haven't been shared with our listeners before.
I was on first base, and I jumped and caught the ball and landed on the base, and I got him out. And it was my friend.
Then I make homemade mild salsa. It's all handmade by me. No one else helps me. I do it myself. I chop the vegetables.
Central New York is anything from a farmer's market to a fish fry to a fair. It's a colorful region full of sounds, traditions, and memories.
It's where you live, where you're passing through, or where you grew up.
Metro is only 9/10 of a mile, so you know everybody, and we went to school the same year.
Matt was the first one for years at the door here.
So how did the Sonic ID project begin? It started with three ambitious interns on a quest to travel throughout the area.
I'm Shannon, and Syracuse was always a vacation destination for me. It was never where I lived. I grew up in Rochester.
My name is Lee. I grew up in Liverpool, which is outside of Syracuse, and Liverpool is a really great community.
And I'm Tim LeMay. I'm originally from Oswego, New York, and when it's not having like 3 feet of snow on the ground, it's always great to go out in the outdoors.
And with the help and guidance of Mark Livonier, the three set out to explore the region from the windy shores of Lake Ontario.
He loves to come down here and just be by the lake.
To the hustle and bustle of Armory Square.
This is probably one of my favorite areas. I like how it's shopping and nightlife combined.
Just to hear your stories.
Just meeting new people is really an exciting experience. And even just learning something new, like even learning a new skill, for example, Gisela Schneider teaching us the hard work that goes into, you know, making food for a farmer's market.
Our day starts when 7 o'clock in the morning and you fall into your bed at sunset.
And also, like, how to properly ring a cowbell.
The best way so you don't break the wells like I've done is to ring it back and forth that way across the sea.
I really liked talking to small children. They are probably the best people to interview in the world.
And we were wondering if you guys would want to talk to us. You guys want to be on the radio?
Stories in central New York are as abundant as snowflakes. Each one is unique, precious, and original. We're trying to hear them all.
I can make square knots, restaurant knots.
That's what brings us out tonight, actually. One of our coworkers is no longer going to be with us.
So we decided to give back and put the motorcycles together and do a little ride.
So whether you're a farmer, a bartender, a neighbor, or a friend, we would love to hear everything you love about Central New York.
One of the things I like the best about Central New York is when it's snowing around Christmas and you can drive around and see all the decorations.
I didn't know what to expect, but I was pleasantly surprised, and we had one heck of a run here.
These are your stories.
This is Central New York.
This is WRVO.